Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to the midweek 10-minute top-up, our 10 at 10. And it always, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow. Truly, as always, you're invited to remember the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So in this moment, as we connect into this consciousness that is ever available, but only as we are conscious of it, the Divine Presence, the Infinite Intelligence, the Ineffable Mystery, the Beloved, the Mother, the Father, the Divine Energy that is in and through and as each and every one of us, that is in and through each and every part of creation. So as you inhale, truly expand your chest, lower the diaphragm, and take in this life-giving, energizing, renewing, restoring breath of life. Hold. And gently release. Take in another deep breath and set the intention to be present for the next 10 minutes or so. Hold. Gently release. And as you take in your final deep breath, know that there is nothing that is needing your attention that is more important than just being present at this time. Hold. And gently release. I'd like to share just a few stanzas from Psalm 69. The psalmist writes, "Let me come once again to your table, beloved. Forgive all that separates me from you, that I might be made whole. Let me see with the heart's eyes. Let me hear through the heart's ear. Give me the sensitivity to hear your word and the courage to speak it. May my home become a house of prayer, that others might come to bask in your presence. May those who have been oppressed and persecuted come and find safety and solace within its doors. Increase my faith as you draw near, loving companion presence. May many come to know you within their hearts. Surprise them with a spirit of joy, that they might be glad and rejoice." So here in the quiet sanctuary of our hearts, let us see with the heart of the heart's eyes, and let us hear with the heart's ear. Let us make our home a home of prayer. home being our body temple, this temple that spirit dwells within. Let it be consecrated in devotion, in alignment, and in truth. Let us come from that place of love. Let us see with love's eyes and hear with love's ears. And let love permeate every part of our being. Let love embrace those parts of ourself we disown. Let love embrace the wounds and the brokenness. Let love fill our temple so that there is no darkness, no despair, no discord. Let love, that which is the core of our being, let love guide our way. Let love illuminate our path. Let love quicken our physical form. Let love cast out all fear. Let love rule your heart today. So in this awareness, in this acceptance, in this alignment, to let love be who we are, let us surrender anything that conflicts with that. Let us surrender any thoughts of not being enough, not being worthy, and all the self-limiting beliefs we hold or have held about ourselves. And as we hold to this truth for ourselves, let us hold it for all others. For in truth, what is true for us is true for each and every one. We are all expressions of the One. The One that is unchanging, the One that is unconditional, the One that is ceaseless, endless, and eternal, the One that is ever-present, Divine Beloved, Ineffable Mystery, Source of all life, Mother, Father, God, of whom there are many names to call you, but none can contain the allness that you are. So as we remember to allow love to permeate our entire being, love which is our true nature, love which is our God nature, let us set the intention to be that place where your love expresses through, in and as us. May we be love. May we express love. May we love. As you love us. Without judgment. Without attachment. Without condition. May we love in that open, generous way. So in this time, in this moment, as we know that love is who we are and whose we are, may we extend this love beyond just our families and friends. May we extend this love to touch our neighbors, our communities, the strangers we pass in the street. May we extend this love to all people, wherever they may be. May we remember this love when we see someone that is different from us, to look beyond the appearance and know that they too are love, for they too are an expression of your life, your presence, your spirit. As we anchor our awareness in this love, may we have the love for this planet as well. and for all sentient beings on it. May we love the earth. May we love the waters and the air. May we love this beautiful mother. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is. May we be, may we continue to be the expressions of love that you created us to be. And so in this truth, in this awareness, in this absolute alignment, we rest. And so it is. Amen.
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 Beloveds, I invite you to repeat our prayer of protection this morning. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The
power of God protects
me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is. And all is well.
Wherever I am, God is.
God is.
And all is well.
And all is well.
And so it is. So, my divine love beings, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for having Sunday Soul Connection at 10 a.m. And until then, have a blessed time.
Thank you.
Thank you.